Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rans Mullenix. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. There goes Mosby trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hewlett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is hit by the pitch. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Barfield moves to second. One out. Rans Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barfield scores. Witt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nichols for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullenix takes first base on ball 4. Leach moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Brian Clark now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Garcia steals second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Witt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fisk out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Witt strikes out. There goes Eorg. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. He fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. John Cangalosi now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Eorg hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Wayne Tolleson now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Joel Skinner now catching. Reed Nichols now play. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Witt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Witt reaches second base with a double. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nichols scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to third. 2 outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.